Hey there, Murder Townies. Gary and Shannon here with another extended interview.
Hi, I just ate some falafel cereal and I'm back.
We just wanted to start things off with a quick apology. We have been told that last week's episode contained over a dozen offensive slurs in England. So totally unintentional on our part.
We relatively are fine with the Brits.
Yeah. We don't have any standing beef. With that, let's change gears a bit to our tip line.
Yeah, which we've had a tip line for a while now, and we're incredibly thankful to everyone who's called in and mildly resentful to those who have not.
That's right. As a reminder, our tip line is 731-4-MURDER.
That's 731-4-MURDER.
Practicing that for a little while. We got a really fun clip, so without further ado, let's roll it.
Hi, I'm Matt Young. I'm calling the Murder Town Hotline. I think Gary did it.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Gary? Gary, I think we have something to unpack here. Did you do it? Did you do it?
What? That's, oh, come on.
Did you?
That's, no, because I was in the car, so.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that your heart didn't go out and do it.
Well, my heart goes out and does a lot of things.
My heart goes out to everybody on every island nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my heart goes out during almost every natural disaster. Does my wallet?
Not so much.
Like, the same in this case.
I've got to buy organic foods.
Yeah, and.
Anyway, I
just think this guy who's calling in, which, by the way, I think that was Matt Young from Hello from the Magic Tavern.
I think so, too. And far be it for me to gender someone, but I know that he said his name was Megan. But I think it was Matt Young.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Matt Young, who, of course, plays Usador on Hello from the Magic Tavern. And we are both sort of peripheral friends.
Absolutely. Maybe you less so now. But
yeah.
It's possible that they were asking us to come on the show.
Yeah, I think in a way that was an invitation to be guests on Magic Tavern.
I'd say that was more of an invitation than an accusation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, huge fans.
Huge fans.
That they are of ours. So I think it makes sense.
And we accept.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll clear our schedules. I mean, it's a little packed, but obviously we'll clear things out.
So take a listen to Hello at the Magic Tavern to hear Gary and Shannon guest starring.
Yeah, and
from the Magic Tavern.
From the Magic Tavern, which I don't know how we get there. I guess you go down behind the Burger King.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a really exciting extended interview for you today. We've got an interview with Dr. Quim, Medicine Woman.
And I know that we apologized for using British slang and in the beginning of the show and for possibly offending the Brits. And we understand that Dr. Quim's name is itself a slang for a woman's vagina.
Yeah, but I don't think that should stop us from playing the clip. I mean, we can't change what her real name is.
Absolutely. And I also don't think that it should be considered even a offensive word, because a vagina is a beautiful thing. And call it what you will, a vagina, the vulva surrounding a hole, a deeply wet, wonderful place. We shouldn't be afraid of saying Quim.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my father had a lawyer for a long time who's named Gregory Peen. So, like, you know.
That's offensive.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Anyway, please enjoy our extended interview with Dr. Quim, Medicine Woman.
And if you can just give us, just state your name and then give us a little bit of a level.
Okay. Hi, this is Dr. Quim. And what's a level?
You can just make pretty much like any sound that you want to.
Hi, this is Dr. Quim.
I bet you need to sound. Make a sound.
Bzzz.
Thank you.
Perfect. That's
Thanks.
Great. That's great. So, Dr. Quim, you have been practicing, you're a practicing mortician,
That's
I understand.
Right.
As well as the operator of a beauty salon.
Yes, I am the sole proprietor of Quim Cuts. We do hair, we do beauty, we do updos, we do wedding makeup.
Down-dos.
Down-dos. Short hair, long hair.
And if I understand correctly, you also do these hairstyles for corpses.
That's right. That is the mortician work.
I see.
That is downstairs in the basement. But, you know, it's very, very similar.
And do you also take care of embalming the bodies?
Yes, I am pretty much a one-stop shop for making you look great in this life or the next.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
That's very
cool. So inspiring.
Thank you.
It's really hands-on work, which I really respect.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all about, you know, blue-collar, hard work with your hands. At the end of the day, you put your tools away and you go home.
Yeah.
Wow, words to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Truly. So how long have you lived in Chattahoochee?
Oh, I have been in Chattahoochee or outside sort of undeveloped area my whole life.
You mean outside undeveloped area?
Like the unincorporated areas of Chattahoochee. That's a little bit on the southern side.
I see. So you were born in a very sort of rural, backwoods sort of place.
Oh, yeah. We used to go into Chattahoochee to do all our shopping.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Go to the general store. And yeah.
So this was your downtown area?
This was it.
Fascinating.
Wow.
This was like the biggest city you ever went to as a child.
Absolutely. This is where, you know, when it came time for prom, my mom said I could get a dress instead of making one. And we drove into Chattahoochee.
Wow.
And I picked one out from the dress store.
Wow. So quaint.
Wow. Very quaint and very... just, it's very nice for us to be able to sort of look at you as different and sort of present you as a different person.
That's
to
right.
To sort of our radio audience.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of people, I feel like right now, are trying to return to your style of life.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
You know, I think salt of the earth lifestyle has always been popular. And, you know, if it's coming back into vogue, I might not agree with all those people, all these, you know, coastal people who see this as like a fun time. It's very hard work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with coming back to your roots and, you know, learning about God.
So you are religious.
Oh, the whole town is religious, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, of course. Sure. Muslim? Are you Hindu?
No. We're religious with God.
Yeah.
Okay. I consider myself more sort of spiritual with the spirit.
It's not how that works.
Well,
it's a complicated topic. We don't want to disrespect your religion at all, which is.
You go to God's house, you talk to God.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about your sort of simple life and your simple views. How does God play into your work as a mortician?
You know, I feel like I get people dressed up to meet God. Either
that is beautiful.
Downstairs in the walk-in freezer or upstairs in the salon before weddings. Before nice dates with suitors.
I see. Mm-hmm. Because they are about to sort of...
because we meet God every day in life.
That's right. That's right. Give a dollar to people you see.
I was
just everybody?
It could be God in disguise. That's just what I'm saying.
I was going to say, I guess, for something like a wedding or like a prom, that when you copulate, you're sort of like copulating in the face of God.
Yeah.
With God.
God's there is a sort of like cool A-frame sort of thing.
A Kool-Aid?
Cool A-frame.
He's like watching you on your prom get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Railed.
Gary.
I'm sorry. I've been...
Gary.
We found an area that has LTE coverage, and I've been really going to town on myself.
This is all too much.
I apologize for the way that my partner is speaking in your
all too much
home of God.
Yes, in your salon of Quim's Cuts.
Thank you. This is all too much. I understand that you come here and you don't understand us, but I was really hoping by the end of the day you could learn something.
I do.
Learn from each other.
I mean, I feel like, okay, so I feel like we got off on a bad foot here. I want to let you know that I want to be respectful of your religion, of your house. I want to learn from you. I want to understand what makes you tick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was your childhood like? You already mentioned that your mother made a lot of your dresses.
That's
right. Sounds
like
she was a very kind and capable woman.
Yeah, I had a very normal childhood. I was the exact middle of 16. And, you
16
know,
children.
Yes.
The exact middle being 8?
Yes, I was 8 of 16.
And that's the exact middle?
Yes.
I see.
You know, I was on an acreage in unincorporated Chattapicnic. And, you know, we were worked like dogs. Sun up, sun down.
Wow.
Pretty typical.
So you lived on a farm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What sort of crops did your family grow?
We grew dairy cows. We grew a pie making business. We grew a lot of our own clothes. And we grew homeschooled.
Including your, because you obviously must have gone to school for, to work as a mortician.
That's right. I apprenticed.
Oh, you mm-hmm. went just straight into it.
Yeah, I was able to escape at 14.
Wow.
Escaped.
Yes, I was able to get off the farm. I hopped on a dairy truck that was headed in town. 4 miles later, I'm in town. I start a new life.
This was only 4 miles away.
That's right. Huh. Yeah, it's a very small town. I really could have gone anywhere, but I went right in the middle and went to Chattapicnic.
This is a big city for you.
Absolutely. It took some time getting used to, but, you know, the previous mortician, Dr. John, and his wife, Betsy, you know, they owned this building, and she worked upstairs, and he worked downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of apprenticed for both. I learned the trade.
What happened to them? Are they still around?
They have passed.
Oh. Did you embalm them?
No, there was not enough body left to do a full embalming. So the parts of them that they were able to recover were cremated.
Oh.
Which I did.
They were able to...
Recovered from once.
Was there foul play?
Foul play was suspected, but you really can't say for sure. Dr. John, they found bits and pieces of him over about a 2.5 mile patch of farmland.
Oh, God.
And his wife was just in a trunk downstairs in the basement.
But she was still in pieces.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God.
So they had sort of cut up each of them, and then they had kind of
scattered.
Oh, it
was like shredded. And there it was absolutely shredded.
Wow.
There is no evidence of foul play in any of this.
It's been suspected, but, you know,
but
it was sort of never solved.
Never
it kind of went cold about 4 months
a
after.
Cold case?
It's a cold case.
After 4 months.
Wow.
Wow.
But that's just because that's when they found the head, and I had the whole body at that point, so they called it a closed case.
Because they found the head.
Yes, I was able to cremate everything once I had the head, and now it's closed.
You can't cremate a body without the head?
We didn't want to at the time.
Oh, I see.
Understood.
Wow. You can really cremate anything.
What's the weirdest thing you've cremated?
Let's see. Cremated some of my clothes. I've cremated some food I pickled. I've cremated
what?
Part of my hand once.
Oh.
That was accidental.
I didn't want to ask about that.
Yes, yeah, I get by.
And I don't want to be rude. These sort of sound like just accidental, like you kind of burned yourself or mm-hmm. you burned your dinner.
Or you burned your clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these were, okay. How do I put this in a way you people will understand? I dissociate sometimes. And I don't know necessarily what's going on there. And everything's usually fine, but I don't really come to until I've broken something.
So you go into a dissociative fugue, and the only way that you can come to is if in this fugue you happen to break something.
Yeah, something, I need to break something or I need to get hurt somehow, and it kind of jolts me back. Ugh, wow. We're back.
When you come out of these fugue states, are you wearing, like, tattered purple pants? Do you often have to tell people that they wouldn't like you when you're angry?
Question.
If you dare are insinuating that I am the Hulk,
I wouldn't say
you can pack
like
up
wow.
your East Coast bags.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, I didn't even pick up on that. I thought that you were making a reference to the ancient god Ganesh.
I was talking about Ganesh.
I'm not familiar.
Well, that's must be uncomfortable for you to not always know what you're doing.
It's, you know, it can be a little scary, but I've gotten used to it, and I sort of make preparations. I have a dog that kind of acts up about before I go into one,
mm-hmm.
And he lets me know, and I try to chain myself down in time.
Wow. Now, just say no if this is too invasive, but it's kind of what our job is. What is your, before previous owners of this mortuary / hair salon
yeah.
died.
Dr. John and Betsy, yeah.
Dr. John and Betsy, did you happen to go into a fugue state before that?
I did under their care a few times,
uh-huh.
Which sort of extended my apprenticeship in a way because I owed them so much more. It was my indenturedness sort of kept getting just expanded and expanded.
Oh, you were indentured to them?
Yes, I was learning a skill, mm-hmm. and to learn that skill, I, you know, did all their cooking and cleaning, and all my wages went to them, and I lived in a small room in the back of the house, and they would let me know when I was about to go into a fugue state. And then I owed them whatever I broke.
Mm.
So I was an apprentice for about 7 years.
Wow.
Should have been a 3-year job, but, you know, things just get a little busy.
Sounds like Hero Dreams of Sushi a little bit. Have you seen Hero Dreams of Sushi?
It's about a sushi shop in a subway station.
I'm not familiar with what any of that is.
It's good.
Oh, it's great. It's on... just
you know
any
what else I just
thing.
Watched? I just watched a second vegan documentary. I am even more committed to being a vegan. Anyway.
So, you mentioned you came from a long family. Do you now yourself have a family? Do you have a significant other or children?
Well, you know, without getting too graphic, I have courted with men in the past, but, you know, I've sort of aged out of my suitors, and, do I want children? I don't know. It's not a really good place to have children.
In
Chad Picnic?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we have a declining birth rate. Or, you know, they get born, but then the birth rate goes down. Uh-huh. The population goes down.
Do you mean a rising death rate?
That's another way to put it, certainly.
Wow.
Yeah.
A rising death rate, wow.
Or a rising birth rate with a falling birth rate afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody gets birthed.
Uh-huh.
but usually anywhere from, like, you know, 1 month to 80 years later, something tragic happens.
I was just, do you have anyone significant to you in your life? Who's the closest to you? You mentioned your dog. Are there humans?
Well, of course there's humans.
I'm sorry, that was a silly question.
Let's see, I have a lot of friends in a bowling league, and, you know, the VFW does bingo night.
Are you a veteran?
No, I'm just a friend to one.
Oh.
To all.
To all.
Sure.
You
sure.
said one, though.
You know, he's a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't talk anymore.
Oh. Gosh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We might reconcile. Who knows? Who knows what's around the corner?
What's you never
his,
know.
What's his name?
It's, Frank? Have you met him? Has anybody made you a deli sandwich?
No, we've had some cheese.
We have had some cheese.
I had a pack of trail mix. We haven't met a Frank, though.
Mm.
He works at the deli?
Yes, he's the deli proprietor. Wow. Very, very nice man.
Wow.
How'd you meet Frank?
I was briefly indentured to Frank.
Oh.
Okay.
Is he another? Well, he's a deli, but were you working as a deli indentured servant?
Yes, that's right. I went into a blacked out state when Dr. John had sent me to pick up some meats. And next thing I know, they don't even have, you know, a glass counter anymore. So,
you broke the glass counter.
It was shattered. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to pay that off, I worked in the deli for about 18 months.
Wow. It seems like people don't just let you pay for things. I mean, I understand.
That's right.
Also, you would think that some of that stuff would be covered with insurance. And
right.
Oh, that's not my place to say.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Well, he indentured you, and you continued a friendship until recently.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
more? Was it more than a friendship? Did you guys?
All right. You know, God could look down at any moment I spent with Frank and be very pleased with both of our actions.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
So you never railed, as Gary would say.
Yeah, we're talking second base.
Are we talking finger business?
You are shameful.
I'm so sorry.
You are shameful, bad people.
I'm sorry.
We were just trying to bring some levity to the moment.
We're trying to find the human element in these stories and then
mm-hmm.
sort of
mm-hmm.
exploit it like a sort of zoo exhibit.
Mm. And you think that when people are in a relationship, they're going to use all their time together to put their hands on each other?
I mean, most of it.
And be with each other's bodies? Is that what you think?
If I be with each other's
is that what you think a relationship is?
If I be with each other's bodies and railing it hard in the butt, then yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't help but notice that instead of an elevator down to your basement, you have just kind of a human rotisserie type contraption.
That's right.
And some of it is people live people going down, and then there's also just bodies in it kind of staging.
Yes. That was not me. That was Dr. John.
Did he have any particular reason why he had a just human rotisserie?
A rotisserie of live and dead bodies? I mean, I think it kind of showcases sort of what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
upstairs, everybody's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs, nobody's alive. It's kind of, you know, a little circle of life.
Sure.
Sort of mm-hmm. portrait.
Can I ask who the alive people are?
Yeah. These are some of my indentured servants.
Wow.
Oh.
So you have the...
I have the three live ones. The three live ones
okay.
are mine.
We have a
And the dead ones are some people who have passed recently who are waiting to be claimed.
I'll be honest, I didn't notice that rotisserie until just now, and I'm getting incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have any, like, interesting sort of water cooler tales of, like, bodies that you've embalmed, sort of interesting cases?
Oh, yeah. I feel like every case is sort of a new chapter in a book. Let's see. I would say about 2 years ago was a very fun case. Was a very respectful man in the community. Very fun guy. Did you meet maybe his family?
Possibly. We've met a few people.
Okay. Yeah. He was Lucas Meyer? Did you meet Lucas Meyer's
family?
Yeah,
his name sounds super familiar. Like, I might have seen it on Facebook one time, but I don't know.
Well, he was a bricklayer. And, you know, he went to work one day, he laid some bricks, and then nobody had heard from him. He didn't come home. So his family went out looking for him, and they actually found him drowned in a big cement roller. I have found a lot of cement in his lungs.
Wow. So it was still being rolled while he was in it?
Yes, he was rolling in it. And I think what was so fascinating is that all the cement in his lungs was clearly already dried. It normally takes about 24 hours. But he was in wet cement.
Wow.
Wow. So somebody sort of surgically opened him up and put dry cement in his lungs.
Who's to say?
I think you are.
Or maybe, if you ask me, I would say he went to work that day with rock-solid lungs already filled with cement.
What?
I'm not sure. I speculate that maybe he was trying to become immune to cement, possibly taking small doses of it, built up in his lungs. Or he just inhaled some the day before, and it quick-dried over 24 hours, and then he went to work. Something happened.
Is that possible? Isn't
anything's possible under God.
Oh, okay. God bless. What do you want to say?
You got that right.
Oh, man, God bless the sky.
Sorry, we should probably be kneeling.
Yeah.
For what?
We have to kneel for the national.
Just to kneel for those types of things.
This is fascinating. We've talked a lot about the death side of your business, but I want to know a little bit more about the life side.
Where the fun is.
Yeah. Now I noticed that you have your...
Your faces are so taut.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I look a lot younger than I am, so thank you.
How old are you?
37, and I love to hang out on campuses.
Oh, so. I would have put you in your 40s.
Okay.
Told you.
You must have spent a lot of time in the sun, I'll say that.
Well, I spent a lot of time on campuses, which are usually outdoors in the quad, so.
I get mistaken for a young Ryan Felipe a lot.
I am not familiar where that is.
It's not a place.
Oh.
Isn't that the...
There is a...
Philippines?
I don't think I'll be able to explain this one to you. I notice your hair is very red.
That's right.
Did you do that yourself?
Yeah. Well, I did it myself through a skin condition.
Oh, what condition?
I have an autoimmune disorder, and I didn't know it, except a few years ago, I had a big shock, and in the moment, truly, like, as I was letting out a blood-curdling scream, my hair turned this bright red. I used to be a blonde, sort of a dishwater blonde my whole life.
So you go into fugue states where you have no memory of what happens, and at a certain point, virtually in the blink of an eye, your hair changed from blonde to blood red.
It did. I swear, if I could come across another dead body and have it switch back, I would love it.
So what happened is you came across a dead body and you got so scared.
I was spooked.
You were spooked and your hair turned from blonde to red.
Yeah, it was a shock. The doctors said, you know, something with the way my body reacted to itself.
You would think working in a mortuary that coming across a dead body would not surprise you so much.
You would think so, but it popped out of that box so quickly.
The body popped out of the box?
That's right.
What sort of box?
It was like an enormous jack-in-the-box.
Okay, and did you turn the crank on the jack-in-the-box?
I did, because it had been delivered to my house, so I thought... Okay, here we go. You know, is this a singing telegram? I get plenty of those. So I started cranking and cranking, and then the body of one of my cousins popped out, and it landed on me.
Oh, God.
And the shock of that, next thing I know, I'm a natural redhead.
God.
The luck of the Irish.
I think that would do.
Well.
I don't think that's what that means.
That's what happened. I got luck of the Irish. And now I have their lucky red hair.
Are you Irish? I can't place the name Quim. Is that an Irish name?
No, I am from unincorporated Chattapicnic.
I see.
Right.
But your family history. Are they Irish?
You know? I'm not sure. I'm saving up to do one of those 23andMe's.
Yeah, I did one of those and I found out that I'm 99% Neanderthal.
Wow. I can see that.
I think I look like Ryan Felipe.
Is that a Neanderthal?
He's a movie star.
He's so handsome.
Unfamiliar.
I did one of those, and it said that I was supposed to be a Yorkie Poo. But I don't have any of those outward traits.
Did you accidentally send in your dog's DNA?
I've definitely sent in mine, but they said this looks like it's from a Yorkie Poo.
Well, there's no way a Yorkie Poo would live to be 45.
Well, 37. I'm 37. Thank you. I've been
told
I look 23.
It. You look 45.
Well, I work in new media, so you tell me.
It'll age you. Anyway, so you had your dead cousin fly out of a jack-in-box onto you.
Yeah, he got launched out of there.
You said you had singing telegrams arriving frequently at your doorstep.
I get those pretty regularly, yeah.
Really?
Is that common in Chattapicnic, or is that specific to you?
You know, if you have an on-again, off-again thing with Frank, the proprietor of the meat shop, you know, then yeah, it does become a regular part of your life.
It's so sweet of him.
And it's really nice.
And it's not Frank who's singing. It's a different person that Frank hires.
Do you know what a singing telegram is?
I'm trying to piece it together, just like I'm trying to piece together the mysteries of this town.
This town, which is full of mysteries, just like a roller coaster.
Wow.
Wow.
Or a water slide.
Or, oops.
So I don't understand how mysteries make things go up and down.
It was supposed to be round and round.
Those don't go. Waterfall doesn't go around and around.
Water slide.
That doesn't either.
So these are singing telegrams.
Yeah.
And it's just a guy on
your
doorstep.
No, normally Frank hires a couple of the school children, dresses them up in little bow ties. He gives them a nice salami
and
platter. He sends them over to my house.
And nothing else?
Not their children!
Well, it was a sexy singing telegram.
Where did I say it was sexy?
We've been away from Chicago for a long time.
Ugh.
He usually
was your suitor.
He He's polyamorous.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sex positive.
You didn't tell me positive. That before I shook your hand.
You're thinking of HIV positive.
Well, and I freaking shook your hands.
You can't transmit HIV by shaking hands.
God, I'm going to have to barbicide everything.
Is that how you typically disinfect pretty much everything, is barbicide?
Yeah, it's good for everything.
Oh, well. So these Naked Child singers on your...
Nope.
Okay. They have little bow ties and then just a
regular
little cummerbund.
School clothes.
Okay.
They have a salami platter and regular school clothes and a bow tie and an extra hat.
Yes.
And
they have some pork pie hats. They sing me some beautiful a cappella. They present me with the platter. I say, this is from Frank.
That's very sweet. I think that that's, that sounds like he'll call you back.
Ugh. I don't want to say I hope so, because I don't want to get hurt again, but...
Has he hurt you before?
That's all Frank's good for. Hurting women.
Except he ever,
not physically.
Oh, I was going to ask, is he a murderer?
I don't think so.
That's good to know.
That's good.
Who do you think murdered your cousin?
That's a good question. I mean, whoever they were, a mastermind. There was so much work put into that jack-in-the-box. The spring. Yeah.
Did it have a return address?
You know, I didn't check. It just sort of appeared.
Hmm.
Huh. Such a large thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one who got one?
No.
A mystery is afoot.
They went up all around town.
Wow.
Different toys, different things like that.
With dead bodies in them?
Absolutely.
What were some of the other toys?
People got teddy bears, but then just the face would be a human face. There was a Thomas the Train Engine, except it was a whole body stuffed in there, and then the train engine was the face.
Sounds like there's a theme.
Lots of things just being faces.
Sure.
Well, there was one where a guy was just in a slinky.
That's not very creative.
No. Yeah. Lots of ligature marks there.
Sure.
It took me a long time to cover that all up with makeup. Let's see.
Speaking of makeup, I was wondering what your favorite event to do makeup for is.
Oh, gosh.
Is it funerals or is it
other
things?
You know, funerals are sort of the day-to-day. It's like I'll do the body and then I'll also do the family. Which is, you know, kind of nice.
Do you do them all sort of in the same room, like you're getting ready for a wedding?
Yeah, we sort of just prop everybody up in the same chairs and...
Do you bring the dead bodies up here?
I mean, it's easier to have them upright like that. You can get a lot of better lighting. I can move the chair how I want, the height I want.
So just sort of a whole family sitting around a room as if nothing had died?
Yeah.
But like one or more of the people there are dead?
Usually a lot more than one, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very rare to bury one person around here.
Yeah.
So we've noticed.
We have noticed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, business is great.
You must be a very wealthy woman.
I would if I didn't owe so many people so much money.
Oh,
from
your
fugue states.
That's right.
No, it's not. So your fugue states have happened in more than just the deli and the mortuary.
Oh, you name a place. I've dissociated there.
The bus stop.
Yes.
The golf course.
Yes, I drove two cars into water traps at the same time.
Wow. So you're sort of straddled between two cars and driving them?
Yeah, well, I drove one in, and then I picked one up and I launched it in.
Wow.
Are you certain you're not the Hulk?
I get, you know, if you dissociate, you can get really strong too. It's sort of...
You can teach people how to dissociate.
It unlocks your mind from your body. You become a lot stronger than you normally would.
Sounds like PCP.
It's a lot like that. And I should know. I just buried somebody who was very high on PCP. When they died.
When they died, I see.
Yeah, they were, you know, gripping onto a hammer. It took me so long. I had to break some hand. some parts of their hands to, you know, get that hammer out of.
Wow.
Rigor mortis had set in ultra, ultra strong because of that PCP.
You know, dig into death.
Oh, yeah. Well, I usually have to let those bodies come down.
Well, I know you probably have to get back to work, but we just wanted to say thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You're such
a fascinating individual.
And I'm fascinated by religions, and I just want to make sure that we...
Well, then you are absolutely invited to come to church with me tonight.
That would be it. We kind of have to go back to the hotel.
It's going to be very nice. It's going to be so nice. And it's a short one. You know, it's the middle of the week, so it's just a two-hour...
No,
the hotel's continental breakfast is only open Sunday nights.
So, we gotta
go do it.
I just gotta thing. Anyway, I'm so respectful of you and so thankful that you shared your time with us today.
Thank you. I did not know what to expect when you all came into town. I thought, what is this old man and this little boy doing here? I'm very nervous.
I'm 37.
Is it an elderly man and his sex boy?
Close enough, am I right? I'm about to go back and eat a bowl. I'm just kidding.
Take it outside.
We don't have sex.
We don't. We try not to, so.
We try not to. I'm mostly gay.
Yeah. And I'm 37, so.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You absolutely can't be. I mean, good Lord. I spent, the first 14 years of my life working in a field. And I don't look anything like you.
Well.
I mean, I don't know how you get those kinds of marks. Unless you were just baking out there. I mean. Your face looks like cray paper.
I got attacked by a bicycle chain when I was a boy.
Oh, well, I saw those marks on your neck.
Yeah.
And your back, but that doesn't explain your face at all.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for talking with us. We just wanted to check if you had something coming up that you wanted to plug or let us know about.
Oh, I am putting together a recipe book.
Wow.
And it is based on recipes of the recently deceased. I asked when their family brings me the clothes that they would like them buried in, if they could also bring a recipe card over. And I'm putting that all into a book. It's called Deceased Eats. And I'm hoping to get that published by the end of the year.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to plug?
I would plug Chicago comedian Libby Schreiner at Libby Schreiner on Twitter.
Great.
She sounds great.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, she's a heathen.
Oh. Even better.
I'm praying for her.
Even better.
Well,
has anyone ever told you your name means vagina?
I've been told that my whole gosh dang life.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Quinn.
Thank you, Dr. Quinn.
Thank you.